Romans Chapter 5 Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 2 We obtain salvation by faith in the baptism and bloodshed of Jesus Christ, who reconciled us with God. Romans Chapter 5 Verses 1 through 11 Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Beloved saints, Romans chapter 5 begins with the single word, therefore. This single word is not such a light word. The Apostle Paul has disclosed in detail the fact that all people are under sin from Romans chapter 1. He clearly revealed that whether Jew or Greek, whether a person who has the law or a person who does not have it, all are sinners without a single exception. And going to Romans chapter 3, he declares that now the righteousness of God has appeared apart from the law. In chapter 4, taking Abraham as an example, he clearly reveals the fact that a person becomes righteous not by deeds, but by the faith that believes in the Word of God. After binding all these stories into one, Paul is saying, therefore. Peace standing on the single word, therefore. Everyone, we were originally people who could not step forward before God. It was because there was sin in our hearts. If there is sin in the heart, one cannot stand before God. If there is sin in the heart, one is fearful and trembling. One wants to run away out of fear that God might see my sin and judge me. That is exactly the heart of Adam hiding among the trees when God called him after he committed sin. Sin is what separates between man and God. However, Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist at the Jordan River and had all the sins of this world transferred onto his own body. While bearing those sins, he was nailed to the cross and shed blood, and he received all the judgment of sin that we should have received in our place. And 3 days after his death, he resurrected from death and became the Savior of those who believe. The person who believes this fact receives the salvation given by God. That is why Paul says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. This peace is not the level of peace where a person's heart merely becomes comfortable. It is the peace where the wall of sin that was blocking between God and man has collapsed, and the relationship with God is completely restored. The person who had been an enemy has become one family with God. This is the first blessing given to the person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The joy that even tribulation cannot tear down. Everyone, Paul does not stop here. He says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Just because one is a person who has received the removal of sins, it does not mean that tribulation passes them by. Tribulation comes to the righteous as well. Sickness comes, hardship comes, and persecution comes too. However, that tribulation does not become a despair that tears us down. On the contrary, it becomes a channel of joy. How can that be? Paul explains the reason step by step. He says that tribulation produces perseverance. It is because for us who have already received the removal of sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, no tribulation whatsoever can cancel the salvation we have already received. Even if tribulation strikes, our faith does not collapse. It is because the salvation accomplished by the baptism Jesus Christ received from John the Baptist and the blood of the cross is working firmly within our hearts. Therefore, we can endure that tribulation as well. And he says, perseverance produces character. Just as when a mineral is put into the fire and refined, it is revealed whether it is real gold or fake. When we pass through the fire of tribulation, it is revealed whether our faith is true faith. Only while passing through tribulation do we come to know that my faith is not a human resolution, but a real faith that holds on to the baptism Jesus received from John, the blood of the cross, and the resurrection. Lastly, he says character produces hope. This hope is not a vague expectation. It is the firm conviction that we will surely meet the Lord in the future. That is why Paul says, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Everyone, the word poured out, is a truly precious word. It refers to the state where God's love has flowed into our hearts and continuously remains there. The channel through which that love flows into our hearts is exactly the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The fact that the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts is the evidence that our removal of sins was accomplished at once, at the very moment we believed the gospel of the water and the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." In 1 John chapter 5, it says that these three witnesses, the water, the blood, and the Spirit, testify to one salvation. The Holy Spirit confirms within our hearts, as our salvation, the faith that believes in his work, the baptism Jesus received from John at the Jordan River, the blood he shed on the cross, and his resurrection from death. The love that died for us while we were still sinners. Everyone, now Paul shows where the root of all this joy lies. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. Here the word without strength does not mean the body is weak. Because humans are born in sin from birth, they cannot wash away their own sins at all by their own strength. No matter how much one tries and diligently lives a religious life, a human is someone who cannot step forward before God on their own. That is exactly what being without strength is. The word in due time refers to the time of redemption God set from eternity past, not a time set by man. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son." God sent Jesus Christ to this earth at the exact time he had set. He already promised the seed of the woman in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and that seed was exactly Jesus Christ, who would receive baptism from John the Baptist in the future, to take charge of all the sins of mankind on his own body and shed blood on the cross. Paul first talks about the highest love a person can show. He says it is not easy for a person to die for a righteous person, and perhaps there is someone who bravely dies for a good person. There are times when a loyal subject dies fighting to the end while surrounded by enemy troops to save his king. There are also times when parents lay down their own lives to save their children. That is the highest position of love a person can show. However, God's love is on a different level from that. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Everyone, how serious are the words that we were still sinners? He did not love us because we repented, because we became good, or because we met some qualifications. When we were still sinners, turning our backs on God, God sent his only begotten Son as our Savior. Here, there is something we must surely know. The fact that before Jesus hung on the cross, he first received baptism from John the Baptist. If you look at Matthew chapter 3, Jesus goes forward to John the Baptist and receives baptism. When John tried to stop him, Jesus said, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." John the Baptist, the greatest among those born of women, laid his hands on Jesus representing mankind and baptized him. And at that time, all the sins of this world were transferred onto Jesus' body. This is the fulfillment of the law of the Day of Atonement sacrifice set in the Old Testament. If you look at Leviticus chapter 1, a sinner lays his hands on the head of an unblemished animal. It is the laying on of hands. Through that laying on of hands, his sin is transferred to the animal, and that animal dies in place of the sinner to pay the price of sin. In Leviticus chapter 16, there is a scene where the high priest Aaron lays his two hands on the head of the live goat to transfer all the sins of the Israelites to that goat. All these shadows came to the New Testament era and were completely fulfilled by Jesus receiving baptism from John the Baptist. Therefore, Jesus being nailed to the cross and bleeding to death is not an innocent death suffered without reason, because he had already taken upon himself all the sins of the world through baptism. He paid the price for those sins on the cross. This is exactly why John the Baptist, upon seeing Jesus the next day, cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Because he had already taken the sins of the world, he called him the Lamb. The baptism, the blood of the cross, and the resurrection, these three are God's work of salvation. We have become people saved from all sins by believing in this very Jesus as our Savior. Hallelujah! The perfect salvation contained in the Word, much more. Everyone, from verse 9, Paul repeatedly uses the word, much more. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. This word, much more, is a truly precious word. It means that the salvation accomplished by the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist and the blood of the cross does not lack in the slightest to eliminate our sins at once. Everyone, the removal of sins we receive in our hearts is not received by our effort or religiousness. By Jesus taking charge of the sins of the world through baptism, shedding his precious blood on the cross, and resurrecting from death, he eliminated all the sins of mankind at once. In the Old Testament, the blood of unblemished animals had to be offered repeatedly every year. However, that was a shadow. Coming to the New Testament era, Jesus Christ took charge of the sins of the world through baptism and shed his precious blood on the cross, paying all the price of our sins at once. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, it says, "For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. It means he perfected us with one offering, at once and forever. Therefore, the person who believes does not suffer God's wrath on the last day. It is not because we are righteous. It is because Jesus Christ accomplished perfect salvation. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul says again, "For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Romans chapter 5, verse 10. Here, "much more" appears again. Everyone, think about it. Reconciling a person who had been an enemy with God was the most difficult task. However, that most difficult task was already accomplished by Jesus' baptism and the blood of the cross. If so, wouldn't it be much more certain that the person who is already reconciled will receive salvation to the end? The words "by his life" mean that Jesus' resurrection became the guarantee of our salvation. If the death on the cross was the channel that paid all the price of our sins, resurrecting from death is the work that eternally guaranteed our salvation. In Romans chapter 4, verse 25, it says, "Who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification." Jesus is the one who completed our salvation and eternally guaranteed it. In Jesus Christ, who is the basis of all joy. Everyone, in verse 11, Paul says again, "And not only that, and the joy of the righteous finally reaches its peak. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." Within Romans chapter 5, Paul says we rejoice three times. In verse 2, he says we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. This is the joy of looking forward to future glory. In verse 3, he says we rejoice even in tribulations. This is the joy that does not shake even in the midst of present difficulties. And in verse 11, he says we rejoice in Jesus Christ. The person who used to rejoice looking at the future has now come to rejoice even in present tribulations, and has finally been moved to the position of rejoicing in Jesus Christ, who is the basis of all joy. This last joy is the deepest joy. Everyone, what does our happiness depend on? Does it depend on our circumstances improving? Does it depend on some reward we will receive in the future? No, our joy depends solely on Jesus Christ alone. Circumstances change. Emotions also change easily. However, our salvation accomplished by the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, the blood of the cross, and the resurrection does not change. That is why the joy within it does not shake either. Jesus had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John the Baptist, was nailed to the cross and shed blood, and resurrected from death. The people who have become reconciled with God by believing in this Jesus as their Savior, now live as people who have become one family with God. That very status is the basis of the joy of the righteous. It is not a status we obtained by doing something well. The love that received baptism from John and died for us when we were still sinners is the salvation and the status of God's children given to us. In that love that reconciled us. Beloved saints, let us look back at ourselves at this time today. Are you perhaps still striving to be recognized by God through your own deeds or your religiousness? If so, lay down that effort. What saved us from the sins of the world is not our deeds, but the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, the blood of the cross, and the resurrection from death. Believe this gospel word of the water and the Spirit with your heart. Then you will come to enjoy peace with God, come to rejoice even in tribulations, and finally stand in the position of the righteous who rejoice eternally in Jesus Christ. In his love that reconciled us with God, I pray in the name of the Lord that we all become those who have the faith to live rejoicing today as well. Hallelujah.